Now, we have a Super Bowl party, or a Super Bowl bet.
Uh-huh.
All right. And so, Jason, if the Chiefs lose, he has to get a tattoo of my name on his butt that shows ownership of his body. It says Jared's.
Did we maybe think about doing something a little bit different with that? We can throw it out there.
We can't. We're not going to change
it. We're not changing it.
It's up to you. Since Katie's on my side with this,
mm-hmm,
and you are big on branding, what about the Jared and Katie logo on your butt?
Ooh, that's going to be painful as hell.
Okay. You love branding.
You don't have to. We just thought he's really into branding, so if he's going to get my name anyway.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Like, it could just be the logo. You know what I mean? The Jared and Katie in the morning logo.
Do I have to
logo.
Get the colors?
Oh, you like to be consistent with the branding, but since it's on your body, you can choose.
You could choose.
I mean,
your body, your choice.
I'd rather have Jared and Katie. Does it have to say in the morning?
No. Wait.
No, but it does if you're doing
Jared
branding.
Jared and Katie.
Yeah, Jared and Katie's fine.
Like that font. At least.
I mean, I'd rather have that than Jared, so it doesn't look Jared's owns my butt.
Oh, that is kind of funny.
But you know what I'm saying? That's pretty good.
It's up to you. It's up.
Let me think about that.
We already made
I have heard a lot of people via social media say that's just a little lopsided bet.
Oh, I've heard it too.
Lopsided?
Yeah, because he has to get a tattoo.
And it's permanent, where his is not permanent. But I make the point, yeah, but most people aren't ever going to see. Unless you're lucky.
Or in prison.
Actually.
Or unlucky. Saw your whole butt.
Ladies, if you want to, I'll get the whole thing done up.
Color and everything.
Or as we found out the other day, you could just be an intern.
Could be.
You see his butt.
Yeah, I am very sensitive. Yeah. It's very. I'm sensitive to pain with needles.
That's up to you because we're not.
But I do like that. Let me process
just
that.
Think about it.
Okay.
And you might have to do it at all, you know, because of.
It would be a lot better, like in 20 years from now, and maybe we're not all working anymore, and I'm like, why does that say Jared? Oh, just this guy on my butt.
Yeah.
Or at least I can say, like, oh, that was a morning show is on. It's a lot different.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's incredibly optimistic of you to say in 20 years where we might not be working. Oh, I'm definitely going to be working in 20 years.
I might not be here, but
yeah.
I'm going to be working somewhere.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Whenever it is, and whenever maybe we retire someday.
Yeah, we'll all be in food service.
Yeah, do you know something we don't know?
Oh, 20 years is a long time. Ugh. We can get 20 years.
If we get 20 years, that'd be amazing. Golden Spiral Studios, by the way, are the ones that will do the tattoo if the Chiefs lose.
Are they coming in here to do that again?
Yeah. And they're in downtown Greensboro, by the way. And then Matthews Mobile Media will wrap my car with a picture of Jason calling me a loser or a tool of some sort.
Uh-huh.
The only thing, you can't have profanity, that's all.
And I do want, like, the Jared and Katie logo. Case.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. We'll make sure everything's... So, that's cool of them to be willing to do
and
that.
And you got
to
drive the car.
Yeah.
Well, it is his car, so yes.
He drives a lot.
I just got Life 360 on my phone.
Yeah?
And for my kids and stuff. You know, Oh, that's not like Life Alert.
I was thinking Life Alert.
Help, I've fallen.
I'm falling and I can't get up.
I'm a week away from that, by the way.
I slipped in a tub.
I'm making appointments for low testosterone. My life's falling apart.
Are you really?
Yeah, I just want to get it checked. Because I heard if you don't sleep well, not sleep well.
That
I,
means you're not getting boners.
No, I do.
It does.
It's my energy level's low. Like, when I go to sleep, I sleep well.
Uh-huh.
I just don't sleep long periods of time, and I heard that can really jack your testosterone, like, lower it big time.
No, I get that, but are you getting boners?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I have one right now.
Because that's what it's associated with,
but
directly.
But testosterone does not. So many other things.
It's more my energy.
But if you have low T, no boner.
I don't think it's always no boner.
No, but it might not
maybe
be
the urge to have
might
the
not
boner.
Be a nice one.
Okay, either way, I think it's a great thing. Check for low T.
Maybe no one ever thought it was a nice one. I don't know. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
I am sad you brought it up.
It might not be. If you're not getting boners, they have WaveTech. That's different.
I don't even know if my testosterone's low. I was talking to somebody the other day that's around my age. He's like, you should just get a check. I'm like, that's a good idea.
Yeah, why not?
Because my energy seems off.
Mm-hmm.
Mine does too, a little.
Yeah. Like, I just notice a difference. Not like, I just feel... The same time, even last year, I feel like my energy's off.
I get a little fatigued.
I get the brain fog.
And this guy.
Yeah.
I do too, especially during song pop and stuff.
All the things.
And this guy was telling me about it, and he should sell. It's not what he does for a living. He should sell this, because when he told me about it, he's like, my entire life has changed.
I think when you find something that that changes and works for you, you do want to tell everybody.
Yeah, he goes to his doctor, he gives him shots, and he says, I feel like I'm 25.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Just energy, his mind's clear. I'm like, are you getting paid to do this? Because he sold me on it right away.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to constantly take it?
Yeah.
Probably.
You get dependent on it.
No, I
well,
mean...
Well, your body already is dependent. He needs it. He's lacking it.
Yeah, it's if maybe. You, it's only you get it only if you have low testosterone. You don't just get it just for whatever reason.
Because then it's balancing him back out.
Yeah, and so it's obviously dependent on... Anyway, so if the Eagles lose, my car has to get wrapped with Jason's face, you know, station logo, all that stuff, and I have to drive around. And what I was going to say, I have Life 360, the app.
That's right.
And it tracks my trips every day. I'm like, I'm all over.
Uh-huh. You don't need that. You can just...
I have kids.
Yeah, Google does that.
Well, I don't know. I like the app. It's cool.
Yeah, same
it's like
thing.
It's directly for that.
Is it free?
Yeah, the free version. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You canceled that Life 360 endorsement you were working on.
Yeah.
Was it?
Don't tell Jason anything you're doing. Talk about your fence.
Talk about Life 360. I mean, as long as he's sharing his location, I see wherever he goes. I can tell where I went every single
they
location.
They have that on Apple. The Apple phone is just not as good. Life 360 has so many other options.
Okay.
Do you have that, Matt? I thought somebody on our show had Life 360.
Maybe I don't have Life 360. I just share my location with some of my family.
Yeah, I've done that before, but I was trying to, and the kids and stuff, when they're going to school, and Ava's going to start driving soon, I'm like, ugh. Mm-hmm. All right, well, Jason, you don't know this, and I don't think Matt does either. We have a custom Super Bowl wrap.
Ooh.
It's not really a comedy wrap. It's just a wrap to hype us up about our bet.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Katie?
Ready.
Katie's only heard one line.
I am.
Jared and Jason, the bet's going down. Chiefs and Eagles clashing in the town. Jason pick my homes, Jared reppin' Hurts. Loser gets ink, though their whip gets burst. Pressure's rise, turf war on the grass. Touchdown dances, crowd raising that glass. Jason sweating, Jared playing cool. Game time coming, who gon' be the fool? Super Bowl vibe, chaos in the air. Tattoo or a rap, dares in the glare. Jared or Jason, who wins the fight? One gets the ink, others cars a sight.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Eagles on attack, swift like an arrow. Chiefs fight back, cutting through the marrow. Crowds going wild, tension on the rise. Winner's pride, loser's prize. Jason bites his lip, Jared clenches fist. Plays getting gritty, no easy twist. Fourth quarter hits, stakes at a peak. Ref blowing whistles, words about to speak. Super Bowl vibe, chaos in the air. Tattoo or a rap, dares in the glare. Jared or Jason, who wins the fight? One gets the ink, other's car's a sight.
The Super Bowl bet.
All right.
A lot on the line.
Woo!
It might be a Jared and Katie in the morning logo on his back is what I'm hearing now.
But.
No, full God. Size.
But.
Oh, wait, no?
Then butt.
Neck.
Butt.
Neck, I heard. All right. So, we do have Jared and
butt crack.
Right on the butt crack.
Hey, just like Cardi B. She had her butt crack pierced.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know, but apparently when you get your butt crack pierced, you have to go in through the backside, up and in through the back.
Mm-hmm. What?
No, that
yeah. What?
That she sounds... posted pictures.
I don't even know
on
how
her
to
social
do that.
Media. Yeah, very invasive.
She's interesting.
I wouldn't recommend it.
No, I don't think that doesn't sound pleasurable. All right, we have Jared and Katie's.
Imagine, having to go number two and the wiping that.
No,
you're gonna have to get some polish.
Or your underwear gets caught on it. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's terrible.
No, I don't like it.
I need to polish my piercing in my BH.